Dicom Sports and AM 790 WPRV present the Rhode Island Interscholastic League Boys High School Basketball Open Championship Quarterfinals. Live from Brown University. Time for the play-by-play. Brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Quonset Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs in more than 200 companies. Join in Quonset's success at QuonsetJobs.com. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Nairobi offers same-day mattress high delivery 7 days a week. Teco Incorporated, a Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company and a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. Wright's Farm Restaurant, for any size banquet and events, and a half century of our famous family-style chicken dinner. Hope, the new book by best-selling author Bill Reynolds about a school, a team, and a dream. Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer hiring now. Go to vibeco.com/careers. Seascape Lawn Care, the number one lawn care company in Rhode Island. Call 1-800-294-LAWN. And by Benrose. It's a better time. Let's go courtside and join Dan York with all the action.
All righty, welcome back. We're welcome for the first time this afternoon to the Pizzatola Center here at Brown University for game three of four quarterfinal contests here for the Rhode Island Interscholastic League Boys High School Open Basketball Championships. I am honored and pleased to have Aaron Thomas with me, who's been doing a fantastic job, including when the play-by-play man suffering from that bug that everyone's had, has a little spasm. He jumps right in, so you have shown not only your expertise in the field, but your versatility behind the microphone, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us on the broadcast today.
Thank you. It's that coaching philosophy, always ready to take over.
Who's going to take over today? We've got about 6 minutes before the buzzer here, so we're a little ahead of broadcast schedule. That happens when you have a blowout, as we had in game two. If you just joined us, so far, a classical victorious over Westerly, the third seed beat the sixth seed, 71-60, and Bishop Hendricken played a Portsmouth team that was unfortunately beaten before it got going, 85-32, with the absence of Chris Heron, its star guard. Those games are in the book, but this could be a dandy.
It's the number four seed versus the number five seed. You've got a Division II team in Narragansett that's, obviously won a Division II title. Very quick, likes to push the ball a lot, versus a Smithfield team who's played very well in Division One this year, rattled off a lot of wins, has the inside-outside game. So it really sets up to be an interesting battle to see who's going to come out and play their style. Can Narragansett push the ball against Smithfield? Smithfield going to play their patented 2-3 defense and, makes Narragansett shoot the ball. I think it's going to really come down to rebounding, who gets the rebounding.
Now, I was having a quick conversation with Eric Simonelli, the head coach at LaSalle, and he's got his philosophy about Division I championships and tries to undersell the Division I championship versus the Open championship since you've moved to this format a handful of years ago. And his point was this: look, if Smithfield wins this game, you have the same group
for the final
that was playing for the D1.
Exactly.
I still don't think that the D1 championship is something to be scoffed at. I think it's like John Kavanaugh from Classical, made the point last week. That's a big deal to have, the Big East championship. Yeah. And what if you end up playing Villanova? PC plays Villanova for the Big East championship, beats them, and then has to play them in the third round of the NCAA championship. I mean, what is the difference? But it's a good, fun debate. What would be interesting about today is if Narragansett can win this game against Smithfield, it upsets that D1-only apple cart.
It does, because the other two D2 teams have already lost today, so it could change that. It's very interesting to see, this has been around 5 or 6 years now, the Open tournament, and only LaSalle is the only team to win the D1 title and win the Open title. And it's like teams beat themselves up in the Open. I mean, in the start of the D1 and then go to the Open and have to play some more. And you've got to play that consistent level of basketball for so many games in a row. But we could be down back to that same thing. I'm also interested here in today's game with Narragansett already playing on this floor. If that pays it, for the D2 championship game, they get to play on this floor, Brown versus Smithfield, who hasn't yet. Is that an advantage or isn't it an advantage? for shooting at least.
Yeah. Now, Smithfield, the Sentinels come in as the four seed. They beat Mount Pleasant by the score of 70-54 in the opening round of the Open Championship to get here under Coach Joseph Bennett. They lost to Hendricken in the D1 semifinal, 64-54 over at Rick. They were down. I was at that ball game. They were down by, 12, 13 points early, and then crawled back, got down, crawled back, just ran out of runs. They allowed runs, and they made runs. Narragansett, on the other hand, just runs and runs and runs. They beat Pilgrim. They're the fifth seed, Narragansett. They beat Pilgrim 65-47 rather handily in the opening round of the Open Championship here. And, of course, they beat Westerly, who is no slouch, 65-54 in the Division II Championship right here. I said, and Chris DeSano, the A-10 analyst who shared your microphone with me last Sunday here, that the team, if you're going to write about the team to fear, it's Narragansett because of the way they go at it. They just run and run and run. I'll tell you, they're exceptionally well coached. Kyle Boddington had a game plan and a half for Westerly last week.
Yeah, Kyle does a nice job. Kyle's an NK grad. He's a member of our 1,000-point scoreboard at our school, too. He's doing a phenomenal job. And the question that's always been about Narragansett is whether or not they have the depth to compete in a game against Smithfield or Hendricken or games like that. And Jack Clancy showed up huge for them in that D2 final. So if they continue to keep the depth, they're going to be fine. Usually with Smithfield, it becomes a very physical basketball game. And how the game is called by the referees will determine that, too, if they have to go to their bench or not. But if Narragansett can keep the tempo up, they get a great shot of winning today.
All right, why don't we do this? We'll pause and we'll come back for starting lineups, the national anthem, and all of that. If you're headed in, I'm sure you're going to enjoy a heck of a ball game. We are only halfway through our calendar today. This is the third quarterfinal game on the road to the Ryan Center with the Interscholastic Open Championship here on Dicom Sports and WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, Lift Foam and Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
All righty, back here at the Pensacola Center, Dan York and Aaron Thomas. Aaron, of course, would rather be coaching than here side court for this ball game. Well, we got a second, and introductions are going to happen here. Tell us about your North Kingstown team, 63-58, losing to Chris Herron with Portsmouth team. But next year, going to be a different scene, or what's the story?
I think it'll be a very good year for us. This year, we didn't have a lot of experience coming back. We had a couple guys that played 2 or 3 minutes a game, and those seniors really worked hard and got better in the offseason. And I had a guy do something that's never happened in 19 years, go from a JV player to my leading scorer.
Wow.
In 1 year. So that's the kind of improvement I need in players every year. And next year, we'll return 4 or 5 guys that can play right away.
You know, I point to you as such a veteran guy, and when I asked around and was able to have you do this with us, everybody in the league was saying, oh, what a great guy and what a great coach. There's a real veteran crew around here in high school basketball. I mean, Jamal Gomes in his post game, very serious about what he does, very grounded in what he does. And all you guys know that 1 year from the next, you take your championships when you can get them, but you're teaching kids.
Right. You're teaching kids, you're educating kids, and you're teaching them a lot more than just about, the concept of playing basketball. We had a great situation in NK this year where we were working with a boy that's on the autism spectrum, and he came to all our games. He became my biggest fan, and we received a very nice letter from his mother saying that we had done more for him than any specialist ever could. And that's what you want in high school sports.
All righty. Let's take a look. I mean, I don't want to just jump from that. That's a really important thing. And these championships, though, when you're living them, you're a high school kid, they mean a lot. This is a big, big event for both Narragansett and Smithfield tonight, and I think we're going to see perhaps the tightest ball game that we see. I don't know about East Providence battling LaSalle. Coach Simonelli tells me that he thinks he's going to be in a war with East Providence a little bit later on, but I predict that this is going to be a game that we might remember for a while. Smithfield about to be introduced. Narragansett Mariners, the 5 seed in this tournament, have been introduced. Jason Palmer is their big gun. He can get after it. He had 18 in the opening round victory. William Doyle, who we spoke to and kind of player of the game status in the divisional championships, gets up and down the floor. There's a lot of leadership on the floor and kind of guides the offense. Austin McKenna is a real versatile swingman for Narragansett. Kyle Pereira plays kind of a second guard role and does a little quarterbacking between the circles. And Tomas Whitford, that kid can play, a sophomore. So that starting five is serious business. And Jack Clancy coming off the floor, they may be the only 6 kids we see.
Right. What a good team, though. They play together very well, and they've got everything you need. I'm really impressed with Austin McKenna, too, and I think he's a very key, big key to this game.
Steven Aiello, 6'3 senior forward, had five three-pointers in the victory over Mount Pleasant. Nathan Patnaud is the big gun, had a double-double. Joshua Gorgone, 9 points in the last effort in the opening round of the tournament. And Lorenzo Fernandez and Isaiah Roman round out the starting five. Roman had 18 points in the first outing. Now the national anthem at the Pizzatola Center. The Sentinels of Smithfield under the tutelage of Coach Joseph Bennett and Kyle Boddington's Narragansett Mariners about ready to start. Our officials for game 3 of 4, Paul Clappin, John Scolliard, and Chris Schmidt. And we are ready for basketball. Crowd is beginning to fill in. Of course, you know, the crowds fill in and fill out over quarterfinal day. A lot of parking lot guessing going on when you're moving
exactly.
In and moving out. And the funny thing that Aaron said to me, Aaron Thomas, our North Kingstown coach, on the way in, he said, you've never parked here before.
No, you said come in a bus.
Just the team bus. So whole nother experience for you. I'm so glad you can join us. This ought to be a dandy, and I hope it lives up to what everybody thinks it's going to be. It's billing.
Yeah.
LaSalle and East Providence coming up at 6 o'clock. Coach Simonelli from LaSalle says, you know, he's not taking that one for granted. Of course, it's the right thing to say, but he says they've got some players there at East Providence, including a transfer in McCarthy that could give him some fits.
Yeah, and I believe McCarthy was originally at LaSalle, and he's transferred
Correct.
Back to East Providence this year. East Providence, very well coached team by Alex Butler. They have a great shot. And remember, those are Thanksgiving Day rivalries, too, LaSalle
right.
and East Providence. So.
Right. All right, the Mariners are out on the floor in their red uniforms, same color that they wore, I believe, versus Westerly, the D2 champions, meaning the road uniforms, red trimmed in white. Smithfield with their white uniforms trimmed in green. The Mariners of Narragansett will go from right to left in front of our broadcast table. The Smithfield Sentinels will go from left to right. Cheerleaders are in place. You can hear them down the end. The official throws the ball up, and we are underway for the third quarterfinal championship game here at the Pizzatola Center. Smithfield has possession off the opening tap, and Isaiah Roman wastes no time with a jumper from the top of the key, which bounds away, no good, and Narragansett has the ball. William Doyle to the front. Gives to Pereira. Back to Doyle, and Doyle will swing it out between the circles and eyeball the situation. Pereira on the right wing. Now Jason Palmer. Doyle into the left corner to Tomas Whitford. He's bottled up and bothered by Steven Aiello. Shot no good. Bounds away. It's on the floor, and Smithfield will come to the front.
Smithfield doing a very good job in that 2-3 defense and getting out in the corners.
Joshua Gorgon swings it around the perimeter. Now it's Patino driving in. He didn't force it. Could have. Didn't. Throws it out on the right wing to Steven Aiello. His three-point jumper is too hard. Hits the rim. Rebound for Narragansett. And they come to the front. Minute five gone by. No score.
A lot of Smithfield's philosophy here in this 2-3 defense is to get the big guys. Patino, 6'4", with a huge wingspan out on the perimeter, so it's tough to shoot the ball. They move very well. Narragansett's going to have to go side to side to create shots.
Austin McKenna has it on the left wing. Gives into the corner to Jason Palmer, who dishes it over to Tomas Whitford. He has the ball knocked away on the shot, and so Smithfield will come back with a minute and a half gone by. We're waiting for our first points. At the top, Isaiah Roman gives to Patino, and Patino scores a three-pointer. So there you go, 3-0 Smithfield. And quickly, they waste no time. Doyle runs the lane, dishes to Tomas Whitford, layup good, and that's what's going to happen here because they don't blink because Narragansett will go by it.
No, exactly. We've seen exactly what we expected here.
Isaiah Roman, point guard for Smithfield, brings it up. Now we have a pass on the left wing. It goes inside to Lorenzo Fernandez. He misses the bunny, kind of got off balance, and Smithfield goes back on defense as Narragansett takes the ball to the front side. Pereira. Kyle Pereira on the wing into the corner for a long, high-arcing jumper from Jason Palmer. That misses. Rebounded by Smithfield and Isaiah Roman. And he takes it up the floor. No pressure from Narragansett. They kind of move the defense back, playing man-to-man. On the right wing, the ball goes to Aiello. Now outside, it goes to Roman. On the right baseline, they dish in, and the shot is missed by Lorenzo Fernandez, and the follow is no good. And so here comes Kyle Pereira racing for Narragansett into the lane. He dishes it back out to the wing to William Doyle, who pump fakes, sends Patino in the air. Patino hits him on the way down, but the official says that Doyle traveled before that move.
Here's the pace you want. Now, if you're Smithfield, you're looking to attack Narragansett by getting the ball inside to Fernandez as much as possible and trying to get Tomas Whitford in foul trouble. And with this man-to-man matchup, it's possible here.
Three gone by, one-point game. Patino back to the basket with a nice dish to Isaiah Roman, who misses the bunny. He follows his own rebound. And he'll go to the free throw line. He is fouled.
Kyle Pereira at the foul.
First foul of the game for Kyle Pereira and for Narragansett and for either team. So Isaiah Roman goes to the line. He had 18 points in the win over Mount Pleasant. He's got two shots. First is no good. Hope, the new book by best-selling author Bill Reynolds about a school, a team, and a dream. You're hearing Bill every halftime reflect on the book, and you've heard his commercials here. You can read the book wherever good books are sold and, of course, on Amazon.com. All right, free throws missed. 3-2 is the score. Here comes Doyle. He's got such a herky-jerky style to him, doesn't he? He's in control, but he's fast. He's like lightning back and forth. All right, ball around the perimeter. They throw it into Whitford. Whitford misses. A shot from about 8 feet. It's fought for, and McKenna gets the rebound. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Smithfield.
Narragansett gets it. I think it went off of Smithfield.
Yep. My bad. It'll stay with Narragansett. That was my intent. All right. Kyle Pereira. We're battling a little bit with the throat spray. All right. Here's the pass inside to Tomas Whitford, and Whitford scores the basket. That makes it 4-3 Narragansett. And they hustle back on defense.
Smithfield's had good shots so far, but they haven't converted on many.
Isaiah Roman to the right wing. Aiello veers to the top of the key, throws it back to Roman on that right wing. He resets. He's given some room. He dribbles into the lane. Dishes to Aiello, left jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound, strong rebound by Tomas Whitford. Outlet pass to Kyle Pereira. He goes between the circles.
Nice look inside
nice
to Palmer.
Dish to Jason Palmer, and Palmer scores. That makes the game 6-3, Narragansetts. And they hustle right back on the D, so they're not inclined to put any pressure on. They're just going to have this sagging man-to-man defense so far. Here's Joshua Gorgon along the right baseline. Swings it back out to Aiello. Patino, top of the key. And now Roman with his jumper misses. And it's rebounded by McKenna. Narragansett's got some momentum. Doyle scurries to the front and then throws it away. Patino picks it up. Patino goes one on two. He drives in. He scores. And he is fouled.
Nice job by Nate Patino getting the ball in the lane and keeping it up high. On Austin McKenna.
Austin McKenna picks up his first foul, team foul number two for Narragansett. And Nathan Patnod would be on the line to try to complete a three-point play. He had a double-double, 15 points and 13 rebounds against Mount Pleasant in round one.
Yeah, if you're Smithfield right now and you know that Narragansett's not deep, you should be pounding the ball in on the offensive end. I think you'll get some great looks. Fernandez, Patnod, they have to have mismatches.
Free throw is missed, and Narragansett's on the run. Kyle Pereira slows things down. We've got an elbow here in front of our broadcast table on the left side. What do we catch?
Aiello. Elbow and Palmer away from the ball.
All right. Little tenacity. Never hurt anybody. Steven Aiello picks the foul up away from the hoop. That's his first foul on Smithfield. So the Mariners will put it inside court with a one-point lead. 5 points on the board for Smithfield, and Nathan Patnod has all five of them between the circles. Kyle Pereira now on the right wing for a long three-point jumper from Jason Palmer. He might be the missing, he might be the discussion in this ballgame. He plays well. I think they're in great shape.
Yes, he can shoot the ball from the outside and take it to the hole.
Smithfield finds themselves now 9-5. Patnod, his three-pointer, too hard. Rebounded, missed by Roman, followed and scored by Lorenzo Fernandez.
Big steal.
And now a steal from Steven Aiello to Patnod. Back to Aiello, three-pointer from the right. Good. How about that? Bing, bang, boom. It's 10-9 Smithfield. Wow, what a five-point
That's
scurry
quick.
That was. I knew this was going to be a goodie. 10-17 still remaining in the first half. Kyle Pereira on the right side. Working against the zone defense now from Smithfield. Doyle, 12-footer on the left, short, rebound. Oh, my goodness,
nice
did he go
crash.
High for that. Tomas Whitford went way high for that rebound. Fresh 30 on the shot clock. Now Kyle Pereira looking for Austin McKenna underneath. He throws it away. It's a turnover. And here comes Isaiah Roman for Smithfield with the ball. Cruising past 10 minutes now, remaining in the first half. One-point game, Smithfield on top. Patnod in the key, jumper way off. Rebounded on the fly
fast
by
break.
Jason Palmer. He runs ahead to McKenna.
Nice
McKenna
pass.
Throws it up, but he is fouled. He threw it up kind of, I don't know, he was headed, let's put it this way. He headed to the bleachers, hit the cameraman, knocked down the red wire over there. The cameraman's got to reset his equipment. McKenna really doesn't care much. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot. But I think we're going to have a timeout on the floor, so we'll take a break. 9:35 still remaining in the first half. It's a one-point game. Wait a second. I guess we're not having a timeout. What do we have, an intentional foul?
Good question. They called two shots, so.
Well, it was two shots on the attempt to score. Who was the foul against?
Did we Fernandez, see the, number 21.
Okay, so Fernandez gets the foul. That's his first, team second. McKenna is on the line and misses his first free throw. I don't know why the teams are back that way. It must be an intentional foul.
It has to be an intentional foul.
And Narragansett will get the ball back.
Correct.
The second is missed.
Fernandez is sub for now. Dickey enters the game for him. So I guess they deem that foul intentional. We expected a very physical, aggressive game. We're getting it early.
Michael Dickey is a 6'2 swingman for Smithfield, who's now in the ballgame, number 20. So he sets up against Tomas Whitford, and Kyle Pereira for Narragansett will inbound. They missed those two free throws, but they get the ball back because it was an intentional foul call. Now they throw it away, and they get it back again. Kyle Pereira threw it away and then stole it away from Steven Aiello and scored. 11-10, Narragansett. Well, they hustle back to that D, don't they? They just hustle back and set up, and Smithfield is in no rush. And now they throw it away. But you had mentioned that. You had mentioned that as part of the whole thing, that Smithfield is not necessarily inclined to turn the heat up, and Narragansett has no problem racing back in the defense.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We've seen exactly what we expect. Now a little pressure here from Smithfield.
Jack Clancy has checked in for Narragansett, the sixth man, and he's got the ball, and he drives in, and he gets hammered from behind. Isaiah Roman staring him down like, come on, man, let's go. A little bit of showmanship on the part of Roman. There was no foul there, just hand on the ball from behind. So, actually, Clancy was rather oblivious to Roman's stare down. Here's the shot from Doyle. It is no good from the left key, left side of the key, and it'll go the other way. Here comes Smithfield with the ball.
Inside.
Roman with a pass down to Michael Dickey. Dickey has the ball knocked away. Here comes the racing Doyle. Layup is good. And it's 13-10. The Mariners of Narragansett with the lead.
Now
Smithfield wants to talk it over. And now we will pause. You're listening to the quarterfinal game, the third of four today on DICOM Sports and WPRV.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Back here at the Pensacola Center, Smithfield has the ball off the timeout, and they miss a basket attempt with Steven Aiello's 10-footer from the right side. So let's reset. 8:20 remaining in the first half of this third quarterfinal game with Division II champion Narragansett playing Smithfield, the Division I team. They've got the ball, this Narragansett, and they've scored again. Jason Palmer scores from the lane, making it 15-10. The Mariners on top.
Doing a nice job moving the ball, getting good looks from the high post area. Just needs to continue. Now Smithfield needs to attack this man-to-man with some movement.
Isaiah Roman, the quarterback, gives to Gorgone on the left side. Swinging around to Michael Dickey. Top of the key to Patinote. He loses his balance, falls down, and McKenna picks up the ball. And as he's on the floor, Patinote picks up the foul. Yeah, I understand. You know, that happens. You make a turnover, you make a foul. How often does that happen, Coach? You make a turnover, you make a foul.
It happens too much.
Yes, I'm sure. From your perspective.
Yep, exactly.
Lorenzo Fernandez checks back into the ballgame. And Brian Goodwin into the ballgame for Smithfield for the first time. So he sets up on the key for defense. 15-10, the Mariners in Narragansett lead with 7:40 remaining in the half. They've got that lead and the ball. They swing it around the perimeter of the zone defense. Doyle gives off to Palmer. Palmer, now to Clancy. Clancy left wing out to Doyle. Doyle gives to Palmer. Long three-pointer, no good. Whitford with the rebound. He puts it up softly, but it bounds away. It doesn't go, and Smithfield's on the run. Patinote, top of the key. Right to O'Neill. I'm sorry, to Aiello. Steven Aiello. He's shot from three-point land. Is no good, but Smithfield keeps the ball and off a nice pass. Lorenzo Fernandez scores off the pass from Gorgone. 15-12. Up and down goes Narragansett. Here's Jack Clancy with his shot from three-point land. It rims the basket. No good. Under seven to go. And the Sentinels of Smithfield with a three-point deficit come to the front. Joshua Gorgone gives to Lorenzo Fernandez. Now Patinode. Nice pass underneath to Steven Aiello. He scores, and he is fouled. That's a coach's dream, that play, huh?
Yes, it is. And Smithfield comes out and runs their flex offense. They're getting that guy coming out of the corner every time open. Just going to continue to be efficient running it.
The foul is charged to
Will Doyle.
That's his first personal foul, team foul number three. And so now this can tie it. No good. 15-14 the score. Narragansett on top, and Doyle comes across the timeline, gives to Jack Clancy. The two of them now paired out as guards against the zone. Doyle throws inside to Jason Palmer. The ball gets knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Narragansett ball underneath the basket.
Smithfield made a change, went to a 1-3-1 defense, now back to the 2-3. Seems something different here.
Those subtleties matter, right?
Yeah, they do. Especially if the other team doesn't pick it up quick enough. Narragansett doing a nice job working the ball around. Good skip pass. Will Doyle for three in the back.
Off the rim, too hard.
Good ball movement, though, by Narragansett.
Rebounded by Stephen Aiello. Gets it to Joshua Gargone, and he eyeballs the situation. Now man-to-man defense from Narragansett. Here's Patnode's three-pointer. Short. Rebounded by Clancy. Easy rebound. Nobody crashing the boards for Smithfield there. He dishes it off to Doyle, and Will Doyle comes to the front. Shouts directions, gives to Clancy, and Kyle Bonington wants to talk it over, so we'll pause. 5:51 remaining in the first half. The score 15-14 on WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, Lift Foam and Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
It's going to be the worst thing, calling the game and be hungry.
Okay, we're back here at Brown University. Nice crowd filling in again for game number three. Crowds come in, crowds come out for their favorite teams.
Hopefully at that time, Smithfield's talking about being a little bit more selective on their offense. They're rushing their shots. Maybe it's because Narragansett wants to play fast, but they run their offense too. They're going to get good looks. Nice ball reversal by Narragansett. Clancy on the backside.
And his jumper is missed, and so it's rebounded by Stephen Aiello. The dish to Isaiah Roman. He's racing down the lane, has nowhere to go, gives out to Patnode, who gives to Aiello. Aiello's three-pointer's way off the mark. An air ball, as you can hear the students yell, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Narragansett ball. 5.5 remaining in the half. 15-14 Narragansett leads, and I kind of predicted that we'd have a game like this, and I'm happy we do. It's going to be, I think, it could be the team with the ball last who wins this thing. We might get ahead of ourselves here, but I think both these teams are of equal caliber, and
this
I think they're going to provide us some good entertainment. What's that?
This could be big if it's on Fernandez.
We have a whistle and a foul. Jack Clancy was in the lane, went in and got hacked.
Fernandez is second.
Second foul for Lorenzo Fernandez, the 6'3 senior center forward. You know, high school basketball, you got to be really careful assuming who plays what position despite their height. You know, there's no real, we have no real big center playing. The last real big center was your guy.
Yeah, Grant Gillis.
Yeah.
6'7.
Did he go to prep?
He went CCRI, and I believe he's going back next year.
First free throw is missed. Second free throw is made by Jack Clancy, and he is replaced by Kyle Pereira. So the six-man rotation continues for Narragansett. Now these kids, they work hard for Kyle Boddington. He gets a lot out of them. 16-14 the score. We're nearing 5 minutes to go, and Nathan Patnode for Smithfield gives off to Fernandez. Fernandez throws in for Aiello, but it's too hard a pass with too little room. It goes off Aiello's hands out of bounds. It'll be Narragansett ball.
I don't know if this has something to do with nerves or not with Smithfield, but they're getting the looks where they want. They're just making bad passes now. Bounce passes will definitely help them. Narragansett's doing a great job of moving the ball around and flashing people.
Austin McKenna with a jumper from the top of the key off of Pereira feed. No good. And here we go. Patnode the other way for Smithfield. Throws outside for a three-point jumper, lofted up by Brian Goodwin, who checked back in. No good. And they're off to the races. Narragansett is. Here's Palmer crossing the lane, tries to give it to Whitford. Again, a pass too close to Whitford. He couldn't handle it. Off his hands, out of bounds. Another turnover. And it'll be Smithfield ball. The turnover ratio on the high school level when they're running up and down is very high.
Very high. You know, we try to set a number of no more than 12 ever in a game. But if the faster you play, you're going to invite yourself to a lot of them.
Isaiah Roman walks it across. Drifts off the right wing. Then gives to Steven Aiello. He throws a pass inside to Fernandez, but it's blocked. It's just knocked away by McKenna, and Doyle chases it down. So it's Narragansett ball. McKenna's asking for the ball from Doyle for a three-pointer. Good. McKenna felt that the whole way. He was begging for it. He threw the three down.
That was a college-level three-pointer outside the line. He was ready for it, ready to shoot. So I'm noticing at least Narragansett seems ready to shoot the ball when they catch it, and Smithfield doesn't.
19-14, Narragansett leads. The Division II team leads the Division I team. Here's Fernandez back to the basket on Whitford. Pretty fadeaway, good in the lane. 2 points for Fernandez, two more for Smithfield. They trail by three as they hustle back on defense.
1-3-1 defense again, now changing it up a little bit.
Jason Palmer on the left wing, gives to Pereira, left of the key. Now Doyle, jumper from the right side of the key from 3 points, no good. On the floor, fought for. And it comes up to Smithfield. Right place, right time is Lorenzo Fernandez. He gives it off to Isaiah Roman. Drives in. He's out of control and is called for the offensive foul. So Narragansett will get it back. And I got to give Kyle Pereira a lot of credit for sticking in there because he got belted.
Absolutely. Great. Put his feet down. Took a nice charge in that situation. Roman a little out of control. He's going to have to come out of the game now, I think. Nope. They're going to sub Aiello out instead.
Joshua Gorgon will replace Steven Aiello for Smithfield. We haven't seen any full court pressure from either team thus far. Both teams hustling back onto the defense. And Smithfield awaits the two guards from Narragansett to the front, going right to left in front of us. Now here's a pretty move by Whitford. Holy cow, that was a pro move as he got his shoulder in and created some room and laid it over the rim. 21-16, Narragansett leads. Isaiah Roman, with no heat at all, comes to the front court. Aiello on the left. Check that. Gorgon on the left and Patnaud in front of the Narragansett basket. Now Roman is given some room and he shoots. He takes the bait and misses. It goes off the back of the rim and it's on
bad
the floor.
Ball.
It's picked up by Pereira. And then Pereira is fouled by Isaiah Roman. Two things happen.
Yep.
You make a turnover, you make a foul. You make a bad shot, you make a foul.
Right.
Right?
And what's happening on Smithfield's offense right now, they run the first initial movement and they stop. And now to pick up a second foul just like that. You know, last thing you want as a coach, you make a mistake, you compound it with a second mistake. So now he's right out of the game.
2:40 left in the half. 5-point spread for Narragansett. They've got the ball. Will Doyle. Kyle Pereira playing catch out by the key. Now Doyle moves in, splits the zone, has an easy shot from 12 feet, and bangs it off the glass. Way off. I don't think he thought he was going to be that wide open.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
Here we go, Smithfield to the offensive end.
Smithfield needs some kind of movement rather than guys standing around here. Let's see. We got a little weave cut.
Joshua Gorgon gives off to Steven Aiello. His jumper bangs off glass in the rim, no good, but Aiello hustles it down, and a fresh 30 for Smithfield. Patnaud.
That's a long shot.
Left open the top of the key. Thinking about it, it doesn't. They swing around the left wing. Now Fernandez hustling and bustling underneath. He misses, follows his own rebound and scores. And now Lorenzo Fernandez is starting to take over a little bit underneath the basket.
I think he's the best player with his back to the basket in the state. He really uses his body well to catch the ball. And in that case, he did a great job.
Here comes Whitford. You want to talk about back to the basket.
There you go.
He pulled it right on Fernandez. Fernandez bumped him, and Whitford, Tomas Whitford, draws the foul from
it's
Fernandez.
It's going to be Fernandez's third foul, I believe. And if it is, nope, they're going to give it to number 10 instead.
All right, so charge that to Brian Goodwin. That's a break for Smithfield.
Also puts Narragansett in the 1-on-1 now for the rest of the half. Yeah, we've seen a little old-school basketball with our back to the basket. Don't see that a lot anymore. Fernandez and Tomas Whitford.
Oh, ironic that you made that compliment to Fernandez about his skill down there. It's obvious. But then Whitford said, yeah, I could do that too, and almost threw the foul on Fernandez. It was charged to Brian Goodwin. So three team fouls for Narragansett. The Sentinels of Smithfield are already at the bonus level. So one of two is good, and it's 22-18.
Here's our pressure now for the first time.
Yes. First time we've seen this from Narragansett, kind of light three-quarter court pressure, and they break it easy. Steven Aiello comes to the front, gives to Gorgon on the right wing. Back to Aiello. Aiello guarded by Palmer. Thinks about it. Instead goes to Fernandez. Back to the basket on Whitford, and he scores. So he's got that move going, and as coach predicted, he's making it happen. 22-20. They narrow the gap.
It's almost that time now, and with a minute to go in half, get him out as soon as you can, Fernandez, so he doesn't pick up a third foul late in the half.
The Mariners swinging around the offense, swinging around on the offensive against the defense, swarming zone defense now from Smithfield, and we've got a traveling violation against Narragansett with 1 minute exactly to play in the half. We've got a two-point game, and Smithfield takes the ball back off the turnover.
Narragansett's just got to look confident in their offensive sets. Against Portsmouth in the D2 semifinal game, they had a little problem and went to zone. Right now, they look a little unsure where the ball should go. I think we're going to see a change here. And straight man. Okay, straight man by Narragansett. This will give us a good matchup there. A little flex cut coming out of the corner.
Joshua Gorgone has the ball top of the key. Goes left to Michael Dickey, who checked back in. Now Patnaud goes against Doyle, and we're going to get a pushing foul charged to Will Doyle. And Doyle saying, come on, and Kyle Bonington saying, come on. And, hey, listen, that is a real tussle they had there at the top. And Doyle saying, listen, he pushed me. I didn't push him.
Doyle's second foul, too.
He's going to have to sit. Jack Clancy checks in for Doyle. So you just got this six-man rotation that Narragansett runs with. And believe me, they got another six players on the bench, but they don't look like they're going to be doing much participating here. Here's Patnaud scoring, and he is fouled. He was in the lane. Got pushed, had enough balance to throw up a prayer. It went in. It ties the game at 22, and now he'll be on the free throw line to put Smithfield ahead.
I think Coach Byington from Narragansett is complaining a little bit over there because I think the refs missed a hook. A little hook on the play where a player wraps his arm around and gets around the corner on him quick.
Free throw is good. Swirls around the rim and drops through. 23-22 now. We go back the other way. Smithfield with a little bit of a run on its own. We're near 30 seconds. Really, 23 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. Pereira, right wing, throws a pass in, and Jack Clancy can't handle it. And so it comes back to Smithfield. Michael Dickey gives it off.
No need to rush. Here we go. The guy, I think, pull it out and take the last shot of the half, and you're going in ahead.
15 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is off. Gorgone between the circles, gives to Patnaud. Plenty of room, but he's way deep. Gets a pick, doesn't use it, goes right, gives off to Gorgone, back to Patnaud. Three-pointer is good at the buzzer.
Big shot in half.
And that'll do it. 26-22 is the halftime score. What a wonderful way for Smithfield to go into halftime. We'll take a break, come back, and reset what we've seen. And we've seen plenty good basketball. We're in the third quarterfinal game here at Brown. It's Smithfield 26 and Narragansett 22. Produced by Dicom Sports right here on WPRP.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions. The mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant. Experienced professional.
All righty, we're back here. Dan York with Aaron Thomas, North Kingstown High School veteran coach. Well, veteran coach, you're seeing a much better ball game here in the third round of the quarterfinals between Smithfield and Narragansett. Predictably close, at least from my side. What about your side?
Yeah, very predictably close. Both teams seem to struggle for a while. There's Smithfield on their man-to-man offensive sets, not being patient enough to allow several screens to happen and get a good look. And in Narragansett, when Smithfield changed to 1-3-1, they had a little bit of problem adjusting to it. But I think things will come out in the second half. Just a big finish to 3 at the buzzer there. and go up by four instead of only be up by one and a half.
Tell me what that momentum feels like when Patino drops that three-pointer down on Narragansett.
I think it makes Narragansett feel like, for the most part, I would say they led most of the first half, and now they go down not one but down 3 points. I saw it down 4 points, so it does hurt you in the locker room, but you got to just regroup quickly. It does break the momentum, too, which is good.
The first 4 minutes of the half are always important, and you can flush that memory pretty quickly.
Yep, you got to get ready. You got to come out and play the first 4 minutes and set a good tone. If I'm Narragansett, I'm attacking Fernandez with two fouls going inside because I think he's such a good offensive player for Smithfield. And on the other side, you know, Smithfield's just got to run their offense and they'll get good looks.
All righty, very good, Coach. 26-22 is the score. Smithfield ahead of Narragansett. Smithfield, the Division I team, fourth seed in this Open Championship. Narragansett, the Division II champion, the fifth seed. It doesn't get any tighter than this. 4 points separate the two clubs. When we come back, you'll hear another conversation with Bill Reynolds about his book about the Hope Championship team of 2012, known as Hope. Stay with us. Dan York and Aaron Thomas, side court, will return for the second half in a handful of minutes. But first, you'll hear from Mr. Reynolds after this break on WPRB.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
Hope. A school, a team, a dream. The newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
This is a book about inner city America, and basketball is just the vehicle. This is about kids who play basketball. It's not a basketball book per se. Anything that brings any kind of understanding of people different from you helps us.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Halftime here at the Pizzatola Center on the campus of Brown University for the 2016 Boys Basketball State Tournament. Dan York spoke with Pro Joe sports writer and author Bill Reynolds about his latest book, Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream.
What do you think the reader's relationship is going to be with these student athletes as they read through the book?
I think if you hang through the book, you will get to see them as people, and many of them will break your heart, and you will have empathy. Because these are kids, for all of their affectations and the way they dress and the way they act sometimes, these are kids who want the same things all kids want. They want stability. They want people who are going to help them. They want people who are going to provide comfort and safety for them. There's nothing mysterious about them. It's just that we as a society have marginalized them, and we've given them stereotypes to the point where when we see them walking down the street in downtown Providence, we walk to the other side of the street. They've become two things to us in this society for the most part. They're invisible, really, and they're a little bit threatening. So we don't know how to deal with them, and because we don't know how to deal with them, we ignore them.
Do they know they're threatening?
That's a good question. I don't think so. It's the only world they know. The other thing that was very apparent, I'd go on these bus rides, you know, like to away games. You come back, it's 10:30 at night, and it's freezing cold. And they go back to Hope, and there's never anybody waiting for them. No one has a car. No parent picks them up. They are dropped off either downtown in downtown Providence at 10:30 at night to take another bus home, or they are dropped off at Hope where there are no cars. It's They go through things on a daily basis that most kids, most suburban kids, do never deal with.
So do they have their own version of maturity in having to take care of themselves that the average classically parented suburban kid doesn't?
At some level, sure. Absolutely.
It's a different kind of level, though.
Yes. Yes. And it's also, this is, for the most part, it's all they know. There's no other, there's nothing to compare it to. This is their life. This is what they know. This is what their friends do. This is how they've grown up.
They have dreams of becoming what?
I think that the great inner city dream is you're going to be a big time basketball player, which is of course akin to winning the lottery. But so that's at some level that's a dream, but like all kids, they tend to live in the present tense, and they don't have a lot of support around them telling them about there's a future out there if you do X, Y, and Z to get there. It's almost like you live in a present tense world, basically.
You've been listening to Dan York speaking with Bill Reynolds, ProJo sports writer and author of Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream. And we'll be presenting to you excerpts of that conversation throughout the broadcast and the halftime shows during the 2016 Boys Basketball State Tournament. We'll be back from the Pizzatola Center with more and the second half after this. You're listening to the Boys Basketball State Tournament, produced by Dicom Sports on AM 790 WPRV.
Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer and leader for change in Rhode Island, invites you to join the team. Multiple positions are available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to learn and grow at an inspiring place to work. Apply now at the Vibeco website, vibeco.com. That's VIBCO.com/careers, an equal opportunity employer.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream. The newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
Get a look at a world that most people don't see. These are kids in every American city, and they're right here in Providence, Rhode Island, and they're in every inner city high school in America, and no one, for the most part, has any clue about what their lives are like.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to start thinking about your lawn. Before you sign back up with your current company or buy a four-step program, call the local expert, Seascape Lawn Care. They'll have your lawn looking the way it should this spring, plus new customers that sign up for a season-long fertilization program before March 15th get their first application absolutely free. That's a 20% savings. Limited time offer. Call Seascape today at 1-800-294-LAWN or online at seascapeinc.com.
All righty, back here at the Pizzatola Center at Brown University, a wonderful place for a basketball game, no doubt, and we're seeing a good one. This is the third round of the quarterfinal action here at the Pizzatola for the Boys State Open Basketball Championship. Game one today, won by Classical over Westerly, 71-60. Game two, Bishop Hendricken over Portsmouth, 85-32. That without Chris Heron, who had a flu and couldn't make it out of bed. And that's a terrible break for Portsmouth. And they were more or less finished before they started. They gave it their effort, but as one scribe here said to me today, they looked like they were beaten off the bus. And that's just a shocker when your top player is in trouble like that. But they'll come back, and Heron, only a sophomore, I'm sure, is going to have – he'll wreak his anti-flu revenge next season on the rest of the field here in the Interscholastic League. Today, in game three, Smithfield, the fourth seed, is leading Narragansett by 4 points, 26-22. Narragansett, the Division II champions. Coming up later, LaSalle plays East Providence in the finale of four. I'm honored to be joined by Aaron Thomas, the 19-year head coach, veteran of North Kingstown High School. And we're going to have a dandy here coming up. What are the keys for each club to be able to notch its victory and move ahead to the road to the Ryan Center to face either LaSalle or East Providence.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what's going to happen here for adjustments, especially in the second half coming out. You know, will Smithfield play man-to-man, which they have played sometimes this year, as a changeup? Will Narragansett be able to continue to push the ball? Narragansett seemed to go cold for a little while there. So the first 4 minutes of this half was going to really dictate the game, whether the teams stay together or there's some kind of separation.
Hey, Vibeco Vibrators, a growing manufacturer, is hiring now. Great jobs available at this growing company. And, of course, they are a change agent under the tutelage of Carl Waddenston. Go to Vibeco, that's VIBCO.com/careers, for more information. And it's about time. Spring's coming. We got 72-degree weather this Wednesday. What is that all about? Seascape Lawn Care is ready to get your lawn green, the number one lawn care company in Rhode Island. Call 1-800-294-LAWN. All right, we are set to go. Inbounding right in front of our broadcast table. It is Narragansett in their red road uniforms trimmed in white against Smithfield in their white home uniforms trimmed in green. And with a four-point game, Narragansett has the ball going from left to right in front of us, and Tomas Whitford throws up a jumper that is no good. Here comes Smithfield the other way. Smithfield on the floor with Isaiah Roman, Stephen Aiello, Nathan Patinow, Joshua Gargone, and Lorenzo Fernandez. They're starting five, and Fernandez dishes off to Patinow, who scores the layup, and he is fouled. Narragansett on the floor, Jason Palmer, William Doyle, Austin McKenna, Kyle Pereira, and Tomas Whitford. So Patinow gets his three-point shot at the end of the first half, and now to start the second half, he's on the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. His impact is beginning to be felt.
It's huge, and a great play there by Lorenzo Fernandez. The ball was thrown down to him in the post. Narragansett doubled him. He found the open man rather than force a shot up.
His free throw is good, and right now Narragansett finds themselves down by seven. Yet to score in this beginning of the second half. Here's Jason Palmer's jumper. Good from 12 feet. Cool as a cucumber. That was big. It's early, but that was big.
Absolutely. You got to answer. Interested to see what Smithfield will do with the attack. Will they get Aiello hot here? Number three is their leading three-point shooter. He's had a rough first half shooting.
Stephen Aiello, top of the key for Smithfield. On the right to Joshua Gargone. He races into the lane and dishes off a pretty feed to Fernandez. And Lorenzo Fernandez scores the bunny. It goes back out to seven. Now Smithfield steals. Aiello with a great play. Now he's going behind his back as he comes across the timeline. And Jason Palmer hits him from behind and is called for the foul. That'll be the first foul of the half. No, check that. The second foul of the half for the Mariners. First foul on
McKenna.
On Jason Palmer.
Right.
Right, we had the foul right away when Patinow made the three-point play. Nothing growing under coach's feet, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting away with nothing here. Minute and 20 gone by, and Smithfield
good
has
mismatch.
The ball, and here's a nice alley-oop from Aiello, from Aiello to Patinow. He scores the hoop, and now Smithfield looking like they're taking control of this game, 33-24.
They are, and Narragansett's going to have to change their defense. They got caught in a pick-and-roll there and a mismatch.
Will Doyle forces one up. No good. He's fouled. Isaiah Roman's going to get it, I think.
This would be Roman's third, so it would be big.
I love this kid, Will Doyle. He looks like a rock and roller. Looks like a 1970s rock and roller. He's got the hair going. He runs and runs and runs. Polite kid. We talked to him after the Division II championship. He got a lot of tenacity. There's nothing pretty about his game, but he's very effective.
Yeah, we like to call players like that in the coaching world. They play with an attitude, and that's his whole game. He plays with an attitude. He hustles all over the place. He's always got the energy. We're going to have a conversation there between two players.
All right. Well, the free throws are good, making it 33-26. And now we've got a conversation with Fernandez and Whitford and the officials. So everyone.
It's just a warning to each of them.
Yeah, a little Mideast peace crisis resolved there.
It's interesting here with Smithfield leaving Roman in the game because he's got three fouls. And if they lose him, that's going to be a big blow as a point guard.
All right. He jogs to the front, stutter step move, pulls it away from 10 feet. Now, the peekaboo pass underneath to Fernandez. Fernandez loses the ball, but he's hammered down there. So the game is becoming physical,
which is what we anticipated.
Gargone will inbound underneath with an I formation set play coming up. Just a minute 50 gone by in the half. 7-point spread for Smithfield right now. Aiello in the right corner, guarded tightly by Doyle. In front of his own basket, drives to 8 feet. Jumper good, and he's fouled. Wow.
Fourth foul of the half on Narragansett. Looks like it's going to be McKenna.
Steven Aiello, who had 5 3-pointers in the win against Mount Pleasant, now goes to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
This is when you only play 6 guys, it gets tricky because McKenna picks up his 3rd foul on that play.
Team foul number 4. Free throw is good. I would never say, based on the way Narragansett plays, that this thing's going to get away from them, but this is now a hill to climb. Down 10, they're going to have to, you know, really be smart about what they're doing. They're a little bit loose with the ball. Here's a beautiful pass and a beautiful play. Pereira gives to Jason Palmer in the lane. He scores, and he is fouled. And so he will go to the free throw line. And that's exactly what I was thinking about. That they just got to, you know, regroup a little bit, a little less erratic, and be more purposeful with their offense.
Yeah, nice flash to the middle by Palmer. He's hit with a good pass, makes it, and gets fouled.
The foul is charged to Nathan Patnode, his 2nd. And the free throw from Palmer is in and out, no good. So an 8-point lead for Smithfield as they come jogging to the front. Joshua Gorgon given room by Jason Palmer. Man-to-man defense now from Narragansett. They played mostly zone today. Now Patnode crossing the lane with a pretty one-hander. Nice pass, nice cut, nice score.
Nice adjustment on the flex. They curled him right around the top screen and got him right down the lane.
38-28. Narragansett down by 10 again. Pereira on the right wing against the zone defense from Smithfield. Dangerous pass to McKenna across the zone. McKenna throws it inside for Whitford. It goes out of bounds. They say it's going to be...
It's going to be a discussion here by 2 refs. They're going to say it's Narragansett's ball.
We'll stay with Narragansett.
Timeout. Good opportunity for a timeout for Narragansett.
Narragansett wants to talk it over. We'll pause. 13-17 remaining. We'll take a break. You're listening to DICOM Sports on WPRB.
Hey, Coach. Welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We love your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wrightsfarm.com. Hope, a school, a team, a dream. The newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
This book hopefully will bring people together because it will humanize these kids. It will put a human face on stereotypes. And I think that anything that puts a human face on stereotypes, regardless of what the stereotypes are, is a good thing.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
All righty, welcome back to the Pensacola Center. Hey, don't forget that DICOM Sports follows the high school open basketball championships on the road to the Ryan Center next weekend. Saturday, the boys' semifinals at 4 and 6 p.m. with a pregame beginning at 3:30. And Sunday, the girls' open championship finals at 3:30. Pregame at 3:10 and the boys' open championship final at 6. All 4 road to the Ryan Center games will air on sister station News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. Here on WPRV with the quarterfinals of the same tournament, we've got a basket scored by Tomas Whitford off the feed from Will Doyle, and that was a big one for Narragansett that brings it back to single digits, 38-30, with 3 minutes gone by now in the second half. Here's Joshua Gorgon with the move from the top of the key. That kid has stepped up today. He is playing exceptionally well.
Very well. Takes the ball to the basket. Very strong in the situation. Saw an opening and took it.
Scored the basket and was fouled along the way. The foul is charged to Jason Palmer, his 2nd personal foul, team foul number 5. And Gorgon will go to the free throw line. He's got 1. Now that's a deliberate bounce of the basketball for a free throw. And he makes it.
He gets it.
He must have pounded that thing 7 or 8 times. Everyone's got their own
style.
That's
right.
11-point spread now. Narragansett getting close to crunch time. Kyle Pereira on the left wing. Doyle pump fakes from the top of the key. Now he's at the foul line. His shot is good off glass. Did he call that?
I hope he did. Good shot. You know, Smithfield's going to keep them shooting the ball from the outside. Doyle got inside and made a good shot.
41-32. The Sentinels, the Division I, 4 seed have the ball and the nine-point spread. Here is a pass inside with a shot thrown up by Roman that missed. Tapped, missed. Narragansett gets it back. Racing is Palmer. A long pass received from Will Doyle, and he traveled before going out of bounds. Will Doyle threw it just a little too far for Palmer, and he couldn't control it.
Yeah, nice, to, almost a transition basket there, just a little too far on the pass.
Kyle Boddington really giving it to his guys right now, urging them on. The head coach for Narragansett. They go back on defense. 12 minutes remaining in regulation. Smithfield with a sagging man-to-man defense, and Patinode puts the ball on the floor on the right, into the corner to Roman. His three-pointer is short, and Doyle on the run gets the rebound, gives to Palmer, one-on-one with Gorgone. He scores and is fouled by Gorgone.
Not a great outside shot there from Smithfield, and it led to a transition break. Good transition for Narragansett.
They're going to hang around. I don't see Narragansett getting blown out.
And judging by the fouls that have been called so far, looks like it's going to come down to free throw shooting.
41-34 with that pretty fast break from Narragansett. And Jason Palmer will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. He does not, but Whitford gets the rebound off his hands, and it gets on the floor, and Palmer gets it back. Narragansett with a fresh shot clock. Here's Palmer's drive, and he gets fouled going to the hoop.
And it's also going to be Fernandez's third foul. Or fourth, let's see.
Foul is charged to Lorenzo Fernandez, his third personal foul, team foul number four. And slowly, Narragansett is grinding out a way to get back into this ballgame. Palmer now has two free throws.
Great hustle after the last missed free throw to keep the ball alive by Thomas Whitford.
First is missed. What did you just say, Coach? You've got to make free throws. It might come down to free throws.
Right now, judging that both teams have five and four fouls, we're going to definitely come down and make them at the end.
Second.
Missed them both.
Good.
Carry away.
All right, Smithfield comes out of the backcourt feeling a little bit of a reprieve with a seven-point lead. Could have been worse. Top of the key, Gorgone flips back to Steven Aiello. And now Roman. Roman gives off to Fernandez. It gets knocked away from behind. And then Smithfield gets the ball back. Patinode, three-point jumper, short, bounded away. Rebound fought for. Tomas Whitford comes up with it. Gives it to Will Doyle. And they're on the run. He pushes it on the right to McKenna. His shot is hit from behind and saved at the baseline by Fernandez, but they'll say it is Narragansett ball underneath their basket. Jack Clancy will check back in for Narragansett, and Kyle Pereira will take a rest. Six guys in a rotation. That's it.
Yeah, it's one thing to play quick and fast, but you don't want to rush things. Narragansett a little rushing.
Will Doyle, three-pointer, short from the left wing. Fought for by Whitford. His follow is no good. Rebound fought for and jump ball called.
Smithfield
and the
ball.
Possession arrow will go to Smithfield.
You know, take the shots that come to you, but don't rush them either. Seems like Narragansett's just rushing a little bit too much.
It remains a seven-point game. 11 minutes remaining in regulation. Isaiah Roman to the front. Gives to Fernandez, holds high. Patinode now loses his footing but regains. Gives to Roman in front of the basket. Out to Patinode. Underneath, pretty feed to Fernandez for a layup, which is good.
Fernandez, nice job getting position. Good pass by Patinode.
43-34. Narragansett now down by nine again as they get to the front side. Jack Clancy in front of his own basket against the zone defense from Smithfield. Smithfield in their white, trimmed in green. Narragansett in their red, trimmed in white and black. Doyle, top of the key to Palmer. Drives in. His one-hander. Way short. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Smithfield. It'll be Mariner ball underneath their basket. Substitution for Smithfield. Brian Goodwin gives Isaiah Roman a rest.
And Narragansett's been getting very good looks off their inbounds plays. Let's see if they get one here.
Set play. Coming up. Pass out to Whitford. Whitford gives to Doyle. He's guarded by Gorgone on the zone. Now he drives in. He's got a 12-footer in and out. How does that not go in? Then he follows. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's last touched by Smithfield. And that's the little play. I mean, he misses the basket, but he follows. He can't get it, but he hustles enough that they retain possession. Yep. I love that kid.
Keeps it alive. It was a good shot, too. It didn't go in, but it was a good shot.
Doyle Top of the key, between his legs, gets to Clancy, stutter step, left side Palmer. Palmer goes in, 15-foot baseline jumper, short. Rebounded by Fernandez for Smithfield. And so the Sentinels will take it back as we wind under 10 minutes remaining in this quarterfinal contest. And the Smithfield folks want to talk it over, so we shall pause. 9:55 to go, Smithfield by 9. You're listening to Dicom Sports on WPRB.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at NavigantCU.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lounge relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wright's Farm.com.
And speaking of Rice Farm, coming up in the postgame show after each broadcast now until the finals, all the way through the road to the Final Four, we'll name our choice for player of the game, sponsored by Rice Farm Restaurant, where, of course, you can book any size banquet or event and enjoy their now half-century-long, I believe that they've been doing for 50 years, the famous family-style chicken dinners. And the kids have appreciated that certificate that we give them on the postgame. So there'll be another one coming up. It'll be hard to determine who it's going to be because there have been so many players contributing right there. We got another pretty move with Aiello getting a great feed for Smithfield underneath the basket off the timeout. His layup stretches the lead out to 45-34 for Smithfield, and then we have a kick ball on the defensive end. Good timeout for Smithfield. Good play.
Very good play. And Smithfield, it's something we talked about in the first half. They weren't running this flex offense continuously, and now they are, and they're creating openings for it and getting easy looks at the basket.
Will Doyle struggling at the top of the key, working one-on-one with Goodwin, and now he fires in a jumper from 17. Boy, did they need that basket. They're hanging around, but it's getting close to crunch time. 9:10 to go. 9-point spread.
Here comes the flex again. What's Fernandez coming up?
Against the man-to-man defense. Fernandez twisting and turning at the top of the key. Goes right to the wing, and it's shot by Gorgon from three-point land. And a foul will be charged.
And it's his fourth, and it's a huge foul for Fernandez.
Lorenzo Fernandez picks up number 4, team foul number 5.
Be interested to see what Smithfield does here. Being ahead by 9, I would sub him right now just to... You know, that way you're not dealing with possible fifth foul.
And I think they heard you, Coach. Michael Dickey will give Fernandez a break.
Gives Fernandez a little bit of a break. You're ahead by 9. And you know you're going to have him towards the end when you want him. Now, Narragansett's got a huge matchup inside. They can take advantage of this, getting the ball inside to Tomo Swifford now.
Will Doyle works against the zone. Palmer, right wing. He's swinging around. Doyle's got it back underneath. To Whitford. Whitford back to the basket. Move. No good. Palmer gets a follow. No good. Followed by McKenna. No good. 3 attempts at it. They couldn't score. Now Patnode, excuse me, comes down with the basketball, and he is fouled. Boy, they're terrific on the offensive board, but they just can't dump anything in the hoop.
He made the right move. Went after the new guy in the game. Got the ball inside. It was great. It's a 16 foul third on Palmer now. Getting good looks.
So we're going to see three-quarter or full-court pressure here from Narragansett. 8:34 remaining in the game. 45-36 Smithfield. Pressure in the backcourt. They've made no progress. Now here comes the pass to Dickey. He gets it across the timeline. Gives it off to Goodwin. Goodwin back out to Gorgon. Gorgon guarded by Doyle. Doyle gives him a little bit of room. On the left to Patnode. Left of the key. Working on McKenna. On the right now to Dickey. And here comes the offensive set. Here's Aiello. Jumper, bang. Three-pointer, good. That's a well-coached offense, 48-36. Joe Bennett's got this thing running like a top now. Now Doyle, three-pointer, bounds away. Rebounded by McKenna. He comes back out to Doyle. Narragansett hurrying their shots now. Here's the pass underneath to Palmer. Palmer's moved to the hoop. He shoots, he misses, but he's fouled. That was a heck of a play that Smithfield together here on this side.
Yeah, they're running the flex offense, which is big in the 1980s and requires a couple of screens, but now they're going to the next level of the flex, so they're not just settling for holding the ball. So and it's showing now. They're getting good looks.
Smithfield has built a 12-point lead, 7:52 remaining, and you got to make free throws. And that one hung on the rim, and decided to drop through for Jason Palmer. He has 14 points in the ball game, and makes an 11-point deficit. They're going to have to hit their free throws this, you know, all the way home. It's the only way they're going to get back in this thing.
And both teams are going to win the bonus now, so wherever you get fouled, you're going to shoot.
Right. Both teams are at 16 fouls, so the one-on-one from here. Palmer makes good on both. It's a 10-point game. Here's Patnaud breaking the press. Throws an outlet on the right to the running Michael Dickey, who misses the layup. Narragansett gets the rebound. McKenna dishes off to Doyle. He races to the front. On the right side to Palmer. Running one-hander. Bounds away. No good. Rebounded Aiello. Smithfield has it back. 7:25 remaining in the game. We've got a ball thrown to the left, and we got a mishandle by Patnaud, and it's a turnover, and Narragansett will go back on the offense, down 10.
Narragansett's just going to settle in here, a couple good possessions, and we're going to right back in this. It's only a 10-point game. Good shots.
Doyle to the top. He looks. He pump fakes. He gives in to Whitford. Whitford swings it out to Clancy, left wing. Good ball movement to Palmer. His running one-hander. No good off the back of the rim. Man, they're getting good looks, and they're just not connecting.
They're not connecting. You're absolutely right. We're getting shots in the paint, and they're not going down.
Smithfield rushing the front with Gorgone. Now he's in a battle one-on-one with Doyle. Way out there between the circles. Veers left of the key. Top of the key to Dickey. Dickey gives some room, or gets some room from Clancy. Gorgone swings it around the top. Now here's Dickey with his jumper off the top. I'm sorry, that's Goodwin. I apologize. Yep. His jumper is no good. Left wing. Bounds away, and Doyle races back. Doyle gives to McKenna. Three-pointer. Way off the mark. Clancy gets the rebound and scores, and he is fouled. Now that was all world. He was on his heels. He went backwards. He got fouled, and the ball went in by the grace of God. Is that an omen? Because that was a hell of a play.
That was something. It's funny how all the easy shots are shots that are good shots. I'm falling for them, and a crazy shot like that falls, and he gets fouled.
That's a great point. And they've had bunny after bunny down there, yep, that they can't make, and that one is all world. So Jack Clancy is on the free throw line. He's got only 3 points in the game. He's looking for his fourth, but they're really going to matter now. Free throw is good. Pretty. That's a 7-point lead now for Smithfield.
Talking about Narragansett.
And Narragansett's feeling pretty good about themselves. We'll pause here and we'll come back. 6:36 to go on WPRV.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
These days, everyone seems to be talking about Rhode Island's economy. Where will the opportunities be? What can we do to prepare for the future? Well, at the Quonset Business Park, the future is right now. Why? Because at Quonset, over 10,000 people are working at growing companies in every sector of our economy. And these companies are hiring. There could be a bright future for you at Quonset, too. To find out, visit us at QuonsetJobs.com. Quonset, come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
Dan York, Aaron Thomas, Doug McGonigal back here at the Pensacola Center at Brown University. Game 3 of 4 quarterfinals. This one is a dandy. Smithfield leads Narragansett 48-41 with 6 minutes and 36 seconds left. Narragansett with that 3-point play by Jack Clancy. We'll look back at that one, I think.
Absolutely.
If they make a move. So let's wind this baby down and see what we've got. Still one more to come. We've got LaSalle and East Providence coming up for the 6 o'clock tip, so don't go anywhere. And, of course, the road to the Ryan Center right here, well, actually on WPRO, on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. All right, Smithfield to the front. There's a nice pass from Aiello to Patnaud, and he gets fouled underneath. I'm impressed with Stephen Aiello. He's played a very good ball game today.
He has played very good. He's very smart. He sees the open man. He's hit the open man several times. That was just a great decision. He could have taken a 12-foot jumper, but he saw Nate Patnaud wide open underneath, dropped it to him.
So Patnaud with the, what's that called, the tomahawk? Is that the tomahawk haircut? Oh, that's a mohawk.
It's a mohawk.
Yeah. Where am I coming up with tomahawk? I knew it was something hawk. Got the mohawk haircut, got the whole look. It's got the, you know, it's got the stylish knee braces, the leggings, whatever you call them.
I'm sure he'll play somewhere next year, whether it be prep school or college. He definitely has the athletic ability to play.
Clancy sits down. Pereira comes in for Narragansett. Continue with their just six-man rotation. Free throws missed, both of them. No good. Narragansett to the front. Kyle Pereira eyes the situation. Right side Doyle thinks about the three-pointer, thinks better of it. Back to Pereira, back to Doyle. Against the zone, around the perimeter. Pereira cuts in. He looks cross-court to Jason Palmer. Palmer has the ball knocked away, and it's recovered by Smithfield. Good ball movement from Narragansett. They come up with nothing, though. Here comes Smithfield. And Isaiah Roman is checked back into the game off the timeout. Here's the three-pointer from Patinot. Good. Oh, that's a big one. That brings it back to a 10-point spread as we go under 6 minutes left.
That's the one that the coach who say, no, yes. It went in.
Here's McKenna with a nice feed from Doyle. Good patience by McKenna with a pump fake. Left himself open. He scored the layup. Brings him back to 8, 51-43.
Pace is picking up now.
Smithfield tries to slow it down. Take the air out a little bit. 19 on the shot clock. Here's Patinot, left side. His jumper forced way long.
I don't know if you need that shot right there.
Read it by Palmer. Palmer has it. To the offensive end. Doyle. Doyle's bounce pass is kicked by Isaiah Roman, and the reset on the sideline. Clancy will check in for Pereira.
This would be good for Smithfield to get Fernandez back in the game, too.
Substitution for Smithfield. Michael Dickey checks out. So it's Gorgon, Dickey, Aiello, Patinot, and Lorenzo Fernandez back in the game. The five on the floor for the Sentinels. Here's Doyle in front of his own basket. Three-pointer. Good.
Nice shot. Good rotation. Good ball movement. Timeout Narragansett.
51-46. And I think we'll keep it here for the time being. 4:55. It's a full timeout. We'll take it then. It's a full timeout. We'll take it. We'll come back for the final 4:55 here at the Pizzatola Center on WPRV.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wright's Farm. Farm.com.
Dan York, Aaron Thomas, side court for the final 4:55 of this third of four quarterfinal games. Smithfield leads Narragansett at 51-46, but they did lead by 11, and they've got the ball in the backcourt off the timeout. Three-quarter court pressure applied by Narragansett. Smithfield crosses the timeline. Aiello and Gorgon play catch with it on the right side. Isaiah Roman on the left. Gorgon pulls it out, gets some pressure from Doyle, tries to go by him, but he can't. Doyle came out of the zone defense. Good pass into Fernandez, back to the basket in traffic. His layup is no good. Rebounded by Palmer.
Bad trip by Smithfield. Didn't send offense.
Here we go. Doyle on the right, gives to McKenna. McKenna gets fouled.
And fouls out on that one, I believe.
Isaiah Roman will pick up that foul. That's his fourth. Fernandez has four. Roman has four. Patinot has two. He's okay. And
as a coach, you know, you always talk about time and score. Now the clock's not moving, and they get a chance to get some points there.
So send McKenna to the free throw line. Austin McKenna. His free throw is no good. Ooh, you got to make those. 51-46. 4:18 to go. Smithfield comes to the front court. Steven Aiello veers in front of his own bench. Throws out to Roman, guarded by Doyle. Left to Patinot. Aiello between the circles. Right wing. Gorgon throws it into the moving room, and he loses control but gets it back.
Shot clock going down.
7 seconds left on the clock. Gorgon gives to Roman. Roman drives the key. Now open for Patnaud. Three-pointer. Good. That's great discipline and great patience by Smithfield. Three-point jumper makes it 54-46.
Huge basket.
3:40 to go. Palmer, traveling violation. Stutter step before he made his move, and they nailed him for it. I hate that call. I'm not saying it was the wrong call. I hate that call.
Right. I agree. It's in this close game, too, right now at this point.
I mean, right? All right. 54-46. The editorial will stop there. Here we got a break.
Timeout, Smithfield.
We got a timeout, Smithfield. We'll keep it right here. Yeah, I mean, that's I understand. I mean, frankly, if you go back and you look at tape a lot of times, shoulders, I think, sometimes affect the way the official is influenced by that call. When the guy's on you from 8 feet away and you're trying to fake left and right, what cracks me up, Coach, about the traveling violation call in basketball today, and, of course, it's different on all levels, high school, college, and the pro level. When there's nothing at stake in the perimeter, you can take three or four steps almost and nobody bothers you.
Right.
But when you're making a move to the basket, if you give it a little shake and bake and you make 1 6-inch mistake with a pivot foot, they nail you.
Right. And for a lot of these kids that also play AAU basketball, a lot more is let go in the AAU basketball circuit. And then you see it transfer into high school and a lot more is called. So it's tough for them to determine what's going to be called and what's not going to be called.
Well, we'll move away from the officiating, which I think has been phenomenal, really. It's been terrific for every game that we broadcast, the divisionals and this. It's a hard game to officiate because it's fast. The high school game is faster than college in the sense that they just run and run and run and run and run.
I agree. And what we've seen today in this game several times is that two refs may have a different call, and they get together rather than just make one overrule the other one. They get together and talk about it and get the right call. So.
All right, so we're resetting here. 3:33 left. It's an 8-point game, and they inbound right in front of our broadcast table. Joshua Gorgon gives to Isaiah Roman, who comes across the timeline. Narragansett on man-to-man now. Aiello bothered by Doyle. In trouble. Doyle is tenacious, but Aiello drives by him. He dishes off to Roman. Pretty feed, and Roman scores the layup, making it 56-46. Here comes Palmer the other way. His floater misses too hard, and Patnaud comes down with the rebound. So now Smithfield, there's ahead of the field. There's Fernandez. He's got the bunny off the pass from Roman, and now Smithfield extends their lead to 12. Narragansett is officially in trouble, and they throw it away. They throw it away. Pereira threw the ball underneath to Palmer, and
Smithfield called a timeout, 30-second timeout.
It'll be Smithfield ball?
Yes.
So 2:54 left in regulation. I want to remind you that the Providence Sky Chiefs are professional basketball with all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center. And don't forget to take a look at a really cool watch by Benris. Benris, it is a better time. This is game 3 of 4, classical beat Westerly 71-60 in our noontime contest. Hendricken in a walk over Portsmouth without Chris Heron, 85-32. Heron had the flu and couldn't make the game. And now we are here in the waning moments of game 3, where the 4th-seeded Smithfield Sentinels are leading the 5th-seed Narragansett Mariners by 12, 58-46 with 2:54, and the clock begins to run off the timeout. What's Narragansett got to do here?
I guess it's got to put constant pressure on the ball. They're backing off now. I mean, they're down 12. They got to pick up the pressure. And whatever they do, not foul number 3 because he's an 80% foul shooter for Smithfield.
Okay. Fernandez has the ball in the left wing. Man-to-man pressure. Narragansett feels the pressure. They're down 12. They need that ball back. Smithfield just working it. Here's
shot
Roman.
Again.
Gives into the corner for Gorgon. His three-pointer is good.
With 2 on the shot clock. And well done.
Josh Gorgon takes it to 61-46, and that might be all they wrote. Here's William Doyle. His shot is way off the mark, and the air is now let out of the balloon. You can feel that Narragansett knows that this is inevitable, that the Sentinels of Smithfield are going to win the game. Here's Aiello with a three-pointer. No good, but it's followed by Fernandez. And that's, you blink, And when it's a contest that was down to five, is now a 17-point game.
Exactly, down to five and on the free throw line shooting two.
Jack Clancy throws up a prayer from outside the three-point stripe. It misses. And Smithfield comes back with the ball. Gargone goes up against Doyle, and Doyle fouls him. But this sucker is over. Stay with us. We'll have the player of the game and the winning coach, we hope, here in the postgame show. Doug McGonigal, our producer, will run over and make all that happen.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to start.
Sorry, I'm not sure why we had that little burp, but we continue with free throws right now. Joshua Gargone is at the free throw line. It's always funny when you hear yourself interrupting yourself. Free throw is good. 64-46. I mean, like that, this game's over.
Like that.
I mean, literally, in about 2.5 minutes worth of play, it feels like 30 seconds.
I agree. And if that was going to happen before the game, I would have thought Narragansett would have done that to somebody because that's the way they play. But Smithfield did a great job coming out of the timeout, taking the shot clock down, and twice, you know, with less than 5 seconds on the shot clock and two big threes.
We'll have our Wright's Farm Restaurant Player of the Game coming up a little bit later on in the postgame show. We're playing out the string after the free throws. It's a 19-point lead now. And Jason Palmer throws up a long shot that misses. Smithfield will come to the front. Patinode has it stolen away by Palmer, so Narragansett goes the other way, and Palmer scores the layup. But it's going to be way too little too late. 65-48. Isaiah Roman triple-teamed in the back. I love the way Narragansett's going to finish, though. They're going to fight to the end. Oh, Patinode has a lane to the hoop, tries to jam, and he was short. That's how you break your back.
Yes. Again, you don't want to do anything right now. Smithfield's got another game coming up. They'd be smart.
Not smart at all. 17-point spread and playing around like that. Now he comes the other way, and he tries to jam again off a feed from Fernandez. He doesn't score it, but it's followed by, I believe it was followed, well, Patinode got it back.
Patinode got it back, put it in, yep.
Yep, all right. But Patinode, a little bit, you know, I love the way he plays. A little bit too much of a showman for my, how would you say, take.
This is the part as a coach, it always scares me that you're way up. Why not clear your bench?
Doyle hits a three-pointer and scores. So it's 67-51 as we wind past and near 30 seconds. And we've got a traveling call called against Isaiah Roman, which will give Narragansett the ball back. This thing's over. It's a 16-point game, and William Doyle will fire up another three-pointer. He misses. Fernandez gets the rebound. And now Narragansett says, all right, I quit, except for Doyle, because Doyle's going to play everybody. Doyle fouls. Doyle fouls. He looks at the coach, Kyle Bonington. Bonington kind of smiles at him. Like, yeah, okay, it's all right. Whatever. It's all right. You know, William Doyle is a senior, so he's playing in his last high school game, and Coach Bonington has a moment with him there. When you know it's over, it's hard.
It's very hard. You know, and I'm sure he's playing this out all the way to the end. Put him on the line.
I don't know if Doyle is college material on Division III level, but if any coach is out there that's looking for somebody that can add some, you know, competitiveness to your ball club, that's a kid that you want.
Yep, plays with a lot of energy, a lot of hustle, can do a lot of things, and you know, at this age too, they can still get so much better.
Gargone makes the free throws, 69-51. Palmer with a three-pointer from downtown. You bet. 69-54. 10 seconds. Narragansett is still playing hard defense. Patinode is kicking the ball down the lane, and it's out of bounds. 4.5 left. So Smithfield will move on to play the winner of LaSalle and East Providence, which is coming up a little bit later on. Don't go anywhere. We wind it out. Austin McKenna will walk the ball over the timeline, and that's the ball game with the final score. Smithfield 69 and Narragansett 54. Even though it's a 15-point game, I enjoyed that thing immensely. We'll talk about it with Coach Thomas when we come back on the post-game show here from the Pensacola Center at Brown University. Again, the final 69-54. Smithfield advances. We'll talk all about it when we come back on this production of Dicom Sports on WPRV.